Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we are going to learn 138. But now let's review what we've learned last time.
Are you doing the football pools, Brian?
Yes, I've nearly finished, Julie. I'm sure we'll win something this week.
You always say that, but we never win anything. What will you do if you win a lot of money?
If I win a lot of money, I'll buy you a mink coat.
I don't want a mink coat. I want to see the world.
All right. If we win a lot of money, we'll travel round the world, and we'll stay at the best hotels. Then we'll return home and buy a big house in the country. We'll have a beautiful garden and...
But if we spend all that money, we'll be poor again. What'll we do then?
If we spend all the money, we'll try and win the football pools again.
It's a pleasant dream, but everything depends on if.
从上节课的学习中，我们了解了一个词叫做 if。if 是一个条件状语从句的一个引导词。那么什么是条件状语从句呢？首先，它是说在某种假设的条件下可实现的愿望。For example, if I get 100 scores, my mother will pay a present for me. 那么第二种，在某种假设的条件下而有的状态或者是情况。If it rains tomorrow, I will stay at home and watch TV. 那么 if又与怎样的结构构成了条件状语从句呢？ if 加条件状语从句，逗号，后面再加一个真正的主句。For example, you will be late for school if you don't get up earlier. If you don't get up earlier, you won't be late for school. 所以从刚才的例句中，我们可以看到有两种形式。一个是我们前面说的 if 条件从语状语从句逗号加主句，也可以是主句加 if 条件状语从句，中间没有逗号。那么从刚才的两句中，我们可以看到的时态是主句用一般将来时，而从句用一般现在时。 OK, now let's look at the practice. The first picture, if I'm hungryI will eat some food. The second one. If I'm tired, I will have a rest. The third one. If I'm ill, I will see a doctor. The last one. If I'm late, I will say sorry to others. Okay, now it's your time to practice. Look at the picture and make the sentences. The first one.If it rains tomorrow, I will watch TV at home. If it rains tomorrow, I won't play basketball. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I will play basketball. 好，从刚才第二组练习中我们可以看到，我们的否定式既可以出现在 if 条件状语从句中，也可以出现在主句中。 If you are free this weekend, what would you do? Think and about it, answer the question. If I'm free, I will sleep. If I'm free, I will watch TV. If I'm free, I will play computer games. Now let's read it as quickly as possible. If you don't get up early,You will be late for school. If I play games on it, it will go wrong. If you finish the homework, you can go home. If you want to lose weight, You should eat less junk food. If you eat ice, it turns to water. 请注意最后一句话。If you heat raw ice, it turns to water. 那么主句中并没有用将来时，那是因为我们在讲的是一个 fact, 一个事实，因此可以用 will turn, 也可以用 turns. If you heat ice, it will turn to water. Or we can say, if you heat ice, it turns to water. Okay, now let's come to our lessons. Listen to the repetition drill.
Lesson 138, repetition drill. Lesson 138. Do not open your book. Listen. Do not speak. What will you do if you win a lot of money?
Stay at the best hotels.
If I win a lot of money, I'll stay at the best hotels.
What will he do if he misses the bus?
Take a taxi. If he misses the bus, he'll take a taxi.
What will he do if he doesn't sell his old car?
He won't buy a new one.
If he doesn't sell his old car, he won't buy a new one.
Now you do the same. Ready? What will you do if you win a lot of money?
Stay at the best hotels.
If I win a lot of money, I'll stay at the best hotels.
What will he do if he misses the bus?
Take a taxi. If he misses the bus, he'll take a taxi.
What will he do if he doesn't sell his old car?
He won't buy a new one.
If he doesn't sell his old car, he won't buy a new one.
What will you do if they offer you more money?
Work less.
If they offer me more money, I'll work less.
What will he do if she doesn't type the letter?
Type it himself.
If she doesn't type the letter, he'll type it himself.
What will the children do if they come home early? Play in the garden.
If the children come home early, they'll play in the garden.
What will you do if you are ill tomorrow?
I won't go to work.
If I am ill tomorrow, I won't go to work.
What will you do if you go to the party?
Enjoy myself.
If I go to the party, I'll enjoy myself.
What will you do if he asks you?
Tell him the truth.
If he asks me, I'll tell him the truth.
What will they do if it rains tomorrow?
Stay at home.
If it rains tomorrow, they'll stay at home.
138课，如果。如果，简短的两个字却是许多人继续活下去的动力，就是盼望。世人轻看盼望，取笑它是画大饼。其实，即使明知是画大饼的自欺欺人，也是许多人所需要的。暗示太残酷，若没有想象，没有对未来的憧憬，现实世界的真相太残酷，不堪忍受。每一次我看到世界的真相时，都要痛苦沉浸一段时间，加上政府和媒体的封杀，都不能说真话了。如果就连想象都不许了，就真是不让人过日子了。怪不得许多幻想小说 超意识流的文学作品都获得了诺贝尔奖呢。许多人都喜欢大饼，但是圣经里的盼望却完全是另一回事，是真实，是自欺欺人大饼的反面，不再是空中楼阁，而是信心所依的根基。信就是所望之事的底，是未见之事的确凿证据。这是因为圣经里盼望的都是真理，上帝承诺的，即使我们的眼睛看不到，头脑不能证明，但是因为我们对上帝的信心，相信他所言不虚，我们也就相信上帝的话比看到的世界的表象更真实更正确。其实许多事情我们肉眼看得见，却并不明白其中隐藏的本质。譬如我们看到美丽的世界，却不明白这世界的本质是上帝的爱。每一朵花都在证明上帝的美丽，每一颗心都在彰显上帝的荣耀。既然圣经里的盼望是正确的事实，那么这憧憬和承诺就是基督徒生命的动力。有了不畏艰难继续前行的决心，我们心里作难却不致失望，因为有上帝的同在，上帝的话语就是鼓励我们不会落空不会失望的盼望了。让我们祷告。主啊，求赐信心给我们相信你和你的承诺，这样我们的生命就更加有勇气动力和方向了。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。